I hate so much to have to do this in a letter, but I don't know that I have what it takes to say what I need to say in person. With you in front of me, looking at me, I'm not sure I could go through with it. Anyways, look, we've been friends forever. I think I can call you my best friend. We've been through so much. And I'll have to admit, even the bad times we had were good. Which makes the good times even better. The relationships we made fun of, the jokes about everything. And we were always there for each other, to catch the falls. But the other night, the night we went to the movies, something, I don't know what, something was different. At first I couldn't place it, but when we said goodbye, we hugged. You kissed me. And that was it. That was the difference. There was a heat between us in that kiss. Did you feel it too? I went home and I tried to understand this feeling. Something I've never felt before towards you. I tingled. I was shaky. And there was a warmth that was never there before. It was crazy. It couldn't have been. So after I was in my room, ready for bed, I did something. I closed my eyes and touched myself. Just as I've done so many times before. But this time, when I closed my eyes and the fantasy began, it was you that I envisioned. Now, this is where I thought it would stop. Where I would snap myself out of the fantasy because it was you. But I didn't. I kept going. It was new. Foreign. Exciting. I pictured your hands on my body. Feeling me. In ways I'd never imagined you would. My skin burning with a desire I've never felt for you before. I saw your body atop mine. Your lips on my neck. Your tongue caressing my skin. Trying to ease the heat within. I ran my hands over you, as if feeling you for the first time. I never imagined you'd feel so good. Not this good, anyway. And at that moment, I knew I wanted you so badly. My fantasy continued, and the things I let happen in it drove me crazy. I did to myself the things I pictured you doing to me. Your hands in my panties. Your mouth on my breasts. Your tongue flickering over a nipple. My fingers, no, your fingers, as they began to explore me around. Over, and finally, inside me. Oh, I wanted it. I didn't think I would, but I did. I wanted you inside me. So I reached down and felt you so hard when it aroused me. To think that you were so hard for me. I felt you. Played with you for a bit. I heard your breath quicken and watched your eyes flutter shut. Were you thinking and feeling what I was? I wondered. And then you moaned my name, just a whisper in my ear, and I knew you were So I took the hint and guided you inside me. Oh, so wet. Oh, so hard. And then it happened. You were fucking me, your best friend, and it was incredible. Oh, the feel of you throbbing inside me, your long strokes as your hips rocked into me, your hands behind my head holding me to you, your fingers entwined in my hair, your mouth pressed to my ear as you moaned. Oh, I moaned with you. Oh, the feel of your cock inside me. I can't explain what I felt. A feeling I never thought I'd feel towards you. I wanted you to come inside me to make me come with you. I pleaded with you to make it happen. As you fucked me, I felt you shudder and heard you groan, and we came. Oh, oh, together. And it was incredible. Oh, my body was afire, trembling and shuddering, and as I regained my senses and opened my eyes, you weren't there. I wanted to call you, run to your house, talk to you, just to hear your voice would have been enough. I needed to tell you the fantasy, the feelings. I didn't know how. We aren't lovers. We're friends. This was very different. It wasn't love. It was just sex. Very, very good sex. I don't want this to change things between us, but I had to tell you. I couldn't keep it in. I want it. I do. The friendship. The benefits. I want it. Do you?